Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can have you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Hi, my name is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM. Why not
become a you're listening to Sheffield Dawn on 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Yeah, welcome to
join the Friends of Sheffield Live
show.
By writing to
Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, like we said.
Or go online to sheffieldlive.org.
Yeah, so another kind of like warm kind of like friends, evening friends. In Addy Studio. It's kind of hot in here, you know what I mean? And like to welcome G and CV, just arrived. And I remember like last week, G was giving me a bit of flack for turning up. But, you know, I said, you know what? Just wall your corner because it's going to come and bite you. So I'm just sit down and I'm just smile. Yeah. So, yeah, little kind of like introductions and that, you know what I mean? Guys, what's been happening in the sports world? Okay. Well, we know that the Paralympics started on Wednesday the 20th. I've got something here, but I just want to read out what somebody described to them, what Paralympics means to them as well. So, it says, Paralympics for the disadvantaged people who achieve so much deserve recognition for their achievements. They are part of the community, part of our lives, and should be treated so. That includes the elderly too. It's not just about able-bodied people as being disadvantaged and elderly. They're all human beings. I thought, you know what? That was well said. What do you guys think about that? Yeah, well, it's their Olympics, you know, for, you know, able, you know, disadvantaged people with disabilities and impairments. They're having their thing, and that started on the Wednesday. Yeah, I thought that was well put myself there. Little bit of good news. I know we kind of like highlighted Jermaine Yunus last week. He sent a few kind of texts around in the end. I believe it was two, but according to some media, it said to a multiple. So they like to kind of like spoil things and big things up. But apparently it was just two what have come forward. And Jermaine's been given a lifeline. He's got, you know, TNT Sports has not removed him from its coverage, you know. So I just think, should Jermaine been given a second chance?
But it's the way that it's been handled for me that I don't like. All right, he's done what he's done. He shouldn't have done it. We all know that, especially when you're a family man and you've got kids as well, because you can't imagine what his kids are going through now at school. What the other kids are going to say to him. But he did what he did. He's held his hand up to it and he's come clean. So give a man a chance to build up back his family man and see if he can keep his wife going, his marriage going and things like that. But it's the way the BBC have been handling that, what that gets to me.
Yeah, 100%, you know, because, you know, I mean, he's a high-profile pundit, great footballer to retire early through sports injuries and that. You know, he did wrong. He's come forward. He's put up his hand, and he said, "Yeah, you know, he thought it was consensuous and stuff. Obviously not." The BBC kind of took evasive action and said, "You know what? You ain't coming on Match of the Day. You ain't coming on the One Show. You ain't coming on Sports Talk Sport. But TNT, like we said, you know that there'll be another station. He'll come up, and he's managed to do that. TNT." I've gave him a lifeline. I think he's played the Joker. It's a knockout card. And he's given some food for thought. So, Jermaine Jinas, yeah, you've kind of like got yourself out of that one. So, you know, just like to just say, well done, Jermaine.
TNT's not exactly definite here because they've told him to take some time out, haven't they?
And I'm going to kind of come in this because I haven't really said much yet other than I have to say good evening to the people them outside. That's all. But basically, Jermaine was already on TNT. I said that the other week. He's already on TNT. What TNT is saying is, listen, we're not prepared to just get rid of you just like that. We'll find out till more information come. Then, when we get more information, then we'll say, "All right, then maybe we can't have you on." But as long as they haven't got that information, they're prepared to let it run. Do you know what I mean? So I have to big up TNT for that, because all the others were ready to just say, "Yeah, this is that. All right, you're out. This is that. You're out. This is that. You're out." You know what I mean? Nah, I feel sorry for him a little bit. At the same time, he should know better.
Yeah, 100%.
He should know better. I mean, you're sending them kind of things, right? To the whoever it is, the young lady or whoever it is, right? You should know better than that, man. So. And then at the day, yeah, like you say, he's had a little squeeze, hasn't he? TNT's getting that little squeeze.
Yeah. But, you know, yeah, you're right, he should know better. But, you know, everybody deserves a chance out there. You know, nobody's perfect. And, you know, as human beings, we all make mistakes, you know. But you just try to minimise them as you become of age, you know.
Well, they're big mistakes to make them.
Mm-hmm.
They're big mistakes to make. And especially in the public eye.
Yeah, definitely.
Big mistakes to make.
Well, I want to kind of like come true now with this is a kind of very sad story about a player we all kind of know. His name's Andrews Townsend. Spent last season with Luton Town, but now states he doesn't know who owns him. Despite completing a summer move to the Turkish league, the deal hasn't officially been announced due to a transfer ban. Townsend said 3 days before the season started, he had a call saying that there's a deal on the table, but he's got 24 hours to respond because they have to get him in before the ban. Townsend negotiated a deal with Luton to involve him in the first Premiership game. He played 10 minutes. But the transfer was hours late. He missed the deadline. What a sad kind of like position for Mr. Townsend. And I just want to say, you know, what a bad story that was for Townsend, because like he signed for the Turkish side. They can't register him. He can't announce him because of the transfer ban. And he's now drinking apple tea in Turkey. Yeah? So, why? What a thing for Townsend. I mean, instead of negotiating to play 10 minutes in Luton, right? You've got a deal on the table. Don't you get your backside over there in Turkey and sort it out? Yeah? Because now the deal's kind of like, they've missed the deadline by hours, right? So until this deadline, until the transfer ban, sorry, gets lifted, like I said, the guy's just drinking apple tea and turkey. What do you reckon to that?
So he's going to miss the whole of this season then?
Well, maybe not the whole of the season. It just depends on when the ban gets lifted. Yeah?
If his agent or whoever came through and said it was a deal in Turkey, he should have been on the plane straight away and gone out there and got things sorted.
100%.
No messing about, but it seemed like he might have wanted to stay to play football over here by the sound of how you just read that.
Well, it's like, you know, I mean, I know me as a player, if I'm not getting like a regular thing, regular minutes from my team, and my agent says, listen, we've got a deal here in Turkey, do you fancy it? Right, but there's not a lot of time because they're expecting a transfer ban, right? That means that they can't sign any players until this gets lifted. They probably owe some money outstanding or something like that. A lot of clubs have been through that, yeah? Then, you know, it's in your best interest to get over there ASAP and sort it out. Because, do you know what? If you've got to rush to deal with something like that, then is it worth it? Is it worth risking that? Now, is in limbo now. Can't play football until this ban gets lifted. You know what I mean? And I feel for the guy, really. You know? Doesn't know where he stands. So, well, from...
I just think, really, as a professional, it's not like the first time he's been transferred before. He knows how it runs, and as you quite rightly said, if he's not getting the minutes, and then your agent comes and says to you, listen, Anders, we've got a little deal over there in Turkey. What you saying? For me, if you're not getting the minutes, you go across there and have a look and see what it's saying. But it sounds to me, from how you're putting it to me, he did nothing. He sort of sat back thinking, oh, things might work out at Luton. I don't know. It was Luton he was playing for, innit?
Yeah, that's right, Luton. Yeah.
But he sat back thinking, you know, things might work out. Well, obviously, things aren't going to work out because obviously if they weren't playing you last season, you weren't getting the minutes last season, are they going to change their mind this season? Mm. I don't really think so. So you should have got yourself across to Turkey, checked it out, see what it's saying, right? And then at least, right, you can make up your mind and say, well, yeah, I might play for these until, say, another opportunity arises, maybe it might not be in the Premiership, but maybe in the Championship.
Mm.
But to me, you're now just sat there wasting time.
And the thing is, it's like when they've been clear, they've saying, look, there's 24 hours. You know what I mean? Which ain't long at all to kind of go over there, maybe look at accommodation, maybe get a feel of how things could be, maybe kind of like look up the side, what they've been doing, what they're capable of, where they finished last season, so on and so forth. It's all kind of go. And, you know, then you've got your family also as well to think about. You know, you're going to kind of like take them away and, you know, I suppose, you know, the club's going to put him up in kind of like some kind of hotel near their training ground or something. It'll be all on his own. You know, what about the language also as well? They've got a bit of a barrier. I know across Europe and that and, you know, across the world, a lot of nations speak English. You know, that it's something that, you know, it's compulsory when they go through their education system. Unlike ours, we got given a choice, but, you know, across the seas, it's compulsory. You know what I mean? But that's another story, maybe for another day. But, yeah, you know, Mr. Townsend, you know, I just think what on earth was going through his mind, you know? I think it's kind of like so sad just to negotiate a few minutes, you know, with your club. And then, you know, just kind of like say, well, yeah, I'll just play a few more minutes and then we'll get all the paperwork signed and then off I'll go. But, you know, 24 hours to make up your mind, and that's cost him playing time, really. And I suppose he'll miss out on a bonus as well, because if you play, you get, you know, your appearance money and stuff. he'll probably get a basic wage, but you know what's that going to be worth? God knows, you know.
So what CB's just said here now, and what
you've said, if he was in the same position last season as he was now before he got that call, whatever else, if he was in the same position last season, then all these, what we've just said, it must have gone through his mind. He must have spoke to his wife about certain things, maybe coming up abroad, what something came up abroad, what would we do? So if you're in this position last season and you're still in this position this season, and you get a call and you don't jump on that call, then I'm not sure if I feel as sorry for him now. Because you must have certain conversation in the first place if it was like this last season, surely.
Yeah, I mean, I hear what you're saying and respect that, G. I kind of do feel for him because he's you know, probably got a family to kind of feed and stuff like that.
Exactly.
But he, you're right. He does have to take some kind of like responsibility for his decisions. You know what I mean? So,
but he should have gone. He should have gone. Simple as that. You're talking about money. Is he getting any money from Luton now? Is he getting any money from anywhere?
Well, he doesn't know. According to Townsend, he doesn't even know who owns him now.
He should have gone.
You know what I mean?
He should have gone. Should have jumped on the plane and gone and signed it.
Mm-hmm.
At least then he's got something. He's got his feet on the floor. He can still feed his family and whatever else.
How long was his contract for?
No idea. It would just it's probably like, I don't know if it was kind of like a loan thing or something like that, but this Turkish side just gave him a little bit of lifeline, you know what I mean? And where he is with his career, it's kind of obviously playing time for him. He thought it was a really good move, but with the limited time, you know, it probably just added a little bit more pressure, you know what I mean?
I get that stuff.
Yeah, well, for me, right, again, like you said, He knows the score. It's not like he's not been in a transfer before, has he? He knows the score. The opportunity was there for him to go across and have a look, right? If it's not really what he wanted, he could say, "Well, you know, I don't want to go there."
True.
Yeah. But he hadn't even gave it the opportunity. Having said that, he probably has given it the opportunity. He's across there, and it looks like he's training with them as well.
Yeah, he's kind of like training, but he just can't represent them at the moment, you know, through this transfer ban, what they've got. I'm not sure how long they're banned for, but, you know, the sooner it ceases, then the better. Raheem Sterling, you know, obviously the transfer deadline closes at 11 this evening. The last I know of it, the manager said, you know what, he ain't going to get any minutes if he fails to find an exit before the transfer deadline, which is at 11 this evening tonight. Maresca said he knows exactly what he needs to do. I wonder whether Sterling has said anything to Fernandez to set all this off, because, like I said, there's a bit of history there. Fernandez, we know what he said. Said some hurtful things. You know, Sterling, he's got that in him to just jack him up. We don't know what's happened behind the scenes. So has Sterling said something to Fernandez what's irritated the manager and he's put him out in the cold, because the way he's being treated is disgusting.
He's not wanted, isn't he? They've made it plain and clear. You're not going to be part of this team, and that's it. And by sounds what you just said, come after tonight now, it sounds like he might not even be getting a wage on top of that now. So how does that contract now? They're going to buy him out of the contract and end it completely and done?
No, they can't. No, they've got to pay him. That's the contract. They've got to pay him unless...
There's a clause, like, in it.
They say, all right then, as you quite rightly said, we'll buy out the contract. But that contract's a massive contract.
Yeah, it's
what
got
he's
millions,
got
there, isn't it?
Because you're talking, he's on 300 and odd thousand a week.
It's worth right? 70 million, his contract.
Right? So yeah, yeah. The club ain't going to buy that out.
So what are they playing at then?
So basically, how I see this situation is that him, Chidwell, I think there's another one called I can't pronounce his name. Abuili or something like that. These players are high earners, right? And he's probably one of the highest earners there. And my manager, the manager of Chelsea, has decided to say, you know what? I don't really. We want to kind of lower our wages, right? So you've decided, well, Sterling's, we don't need him. We don't need him. Chidwell, we don't need him. So it's basically they're trying to get rid of all the eye earners, right? And as our colleague said there, he's been treated quite bad. But then I've heard things like, oh, that Man United were interested in him, you know, to swap him for Jadon Sanchez.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
What's that going to do? That's not going to do anything. That he goes to Manchester United. Nah, United are looking to get better. They're looking at improving the squad. I'm not sure if Sterling's going to improve that squad.
Yeah, so, I think it's probably. I mean, if that deal happens, it's probably a deal that suits two clubs because Man U want to get rid of Sancho. Chelsea want to get rid of Sterling. And I think what's kind of like the bit in between is the dollars. It's a stumbling block because, quite rightly, Sterling will be saying, do you know what? My three-year deal is worth 70 million.
That's correct.
And that's what I want because I've signed that. And it's not him saying, I want to move. It's them saying, do you know what? We don't want you anymore.
That's correct.
So Sterling, do you know what? He's got every right to kind of like stick that out. And not a penny less he'd be negotiating for that.
But with all due respect, who's going to pay him? Which clubs are going to pay him 300 and every week?
No, he's going to, he's
no,
going to have
no
to take
club
a,
in the UK.
He's going to have to take it a that risk.
So, because the only club that I see could do that is us. City could play that.
I don't even think they'd do that what is it, 29?
Something like that.
Yeah, they won't even do that at 29.
But I mean, there was even a little slight talk about him coming back to us. Coming back to us for what? Come where? Where's he going to fit in?
I think you're always going to have them kind of rumours, aren't you? You know, with clubs, especially where he's come from.
Yeah, but...
And, you know, they'll be kind of like touted, the top clubs as well.
I get that, no disrespect to Ryan, but come back where? Where's he going to fit in?
They've got the wingers in abundance.
We've got better players and younger players than him, right? So where's he going to come? And it's showing me something. There's not many teams coming in for him, is there? Your Arsenals, Newcastle, all them. You know, there's not many teams showing any interest in him, right? And I'll tell you the reasons why. It's because of his wages. Is his wages? His wages is too high.
Yeah, absolutely massive. I mean, you know, it's not Sterling's fault. You know what I mean? It's kind of like you said, he's not saying, do you know what? I'm putting in a transfer fee because he knows that he'd be shooting himself in the foot with that. You know what I mean? He's just sitting pretty at the moment. Yes, he wants to play. I think that's the only thing, what's the bittersweet thing about it. On one hand, he's saying, do you know what? My contract is worth 70 million, 300,000 a week. But there's no football at the end of it. Do you know what I mean? And that's his trade.
Listen, as I was saying last week, I don't think any footballer deserves them kind of wages. I don't care how good you are, but £300,000 a week, no, that's just foolishness.
But that's not him, like, saying...
That's what they've come with. So, me in Sterling's position now, manager's telling me we're not going to play you, this, that, and the other. Like CV said, no other club's going to pick up a tab like that. I'm sitting on my backside, I'm sorry. It's for the manager, it's for them to finish you, and for them to finish you, they've got to buy out the contract and whatever.
So you just kind of like sit there for three seasons in the bond squad?
Well, why I'll sit there for at least a season.
Is it?
At the least, yeah, because who's going to take me on that wage? And you know you guarantee your wage. I know it's a horrible position to play 100%. Football. 100%. But if you know another club's not going to come, even if they come with 200,000, you might take that, whatever else, because it's no big loss. Well, I'm saying that to him, but...
But what are you going to do? Walk away from the contract?
Yeah, do you know what? I'm not too sure that Sterling's really bothered about...
Sit on the man.
About
sure.
that. He'll just let people pull the strings behind him and stuff. Yeah. Yes, he wants to play, but he won't be probably in a hurry. And that's why Mascheresco said, do you know what? If they don't find an exit before deadline, then there's no minutes for you. I think it's a brave person or foolish person to actually say that to a player. You know what I mean? You talk about respect and,
yeah,
you know, he's a human being and stuff. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of sad, man.
If he's on the contract as well, if he's to walk out from the club, what would they do to him then if he actually leaves off his own accord with him being in contract? Because they could turn it back on him, innit?
Yeah, but in a position like that, it just wouldn't happen. And I know what he's saying, but it'd be kind of like foolish, really, because it'd be just like, it'd be just putting ammunition in their hands.
Sit
really.
Where you are then, my friend.
Yeah, that's
bring
right.
out your puzzle book and see.
You know what I mean?
General. I mean that. I'm sorry, but that's how I would be. I would sit on the play my crossword or whatever else.
I'm just going to say this, right? I've looked at Raheem's history, right? His football, right?
And okay, you know him well, innit, from City.
QPR, innit? He went from QPR, then he went to Liverpool, right? And yeah, he did all right at Liverpool. Did all right. But then he spoiled himself by saying certain things at Liverpool, that he wanted to leave, he wanted to go for a more successful, he wanted to win things and that. So he spoiled himself at Liverpool. Right, so he's come to City. And yeah, I can't say any badness about him at City. And he come to City and yeah, he for starters, he got a better player. He's a lot better than what he was when he was at Liverpool, because obviously he's playing under a top manager, and Guardiola turned him into even a better player. But then Guardiola started to notice little things about him. And then, if you notice now, he's not getting the same. He wasn't getting the same minutes at City. So then, it's very similar to the Chelsea. He started to like, well, what's going on? And Pep said, you know what? I don't really want no tribulations in the club. So you know what? I'm gonna sell him. So Chelsea coming straight away, about 42 million they wanted him for. So Pep said, yeah, we'll take that 42 million and send him down there. And then he come out with stuff about, he wanted to move on because he wanted more playing time. He felt he should be playing more in the team. And anyway, it's another good opportunity for him to get more close back to the family in London and all them kind of things. Like, that's telling me something about Raheem.
It's telling me
something about Raheem.
That's what the problem is.
Right? That's what it's telling me. All right, England. He was tapas in England. He was tapas. He was licking in goal in European. Am I right? In Euro, am I right? He was licking in goal. He was tapas for England. where is he now?
Yeah,
where is
yeah.
he now?
Depleted not, a little bit, isn't it?
He's not even in the dressing room to sweep up. So it tells me something about Raheem. That's all I'm gonna say. It tells me something about him.
Like I said, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised further down the line if we heard something about, you know, this Fernandez situation and Sterling, because like I said, how it just happened kind of overnight. It was like just a bomb, like a volcano just erupting overnight, you know. But, you know, it's going to be interesting because, you know, like I said, the window closes at 11 p.m. this evening. So we'll get an update on that and we'll report back next week. Mr. Ivan Toney, I've heard that Brentford have said, yeah, to the Saudis, we'll take 40 million for Ivan. And you can have him. So where we are with that,
I believe it's kind of like a four-year deal. And like we said, he probably got tempted by the chocolate eclairs and the sherbet pips and all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? So Tony must have said, yeah, I hear you, sweet. I'm hearing you. And yeah, I'm just like a kid in the spice shop. You know what I mean? So, but you know what? Joking apart, I think Tony had quite a bit to offer, you know, in the Premiership. You know what I mean? I think going to kind of miss that kind of robust kind of style he's got, because he's a danger. He's a danger man up there. You know, he's a proper threat, knows where the goal is, and he scores goals. I don't think he'll be over there for four seasons, though. I don't think for 1 minute.
Listen, Ivan's gonna cross there, because right at this moment, nobody's coming in for him, are they? Nobody's said, right, we'll have him, other than Man United yet again, right? Man United showed a little bit of interest in him, but then they went cold on him. They said they didn't want him again, right? So, with all due respect, Ivan's thinking to himself, you know what? I can make some dollars, me, if I go across there, even if it's just for a year, and 100%. I can come back afterwards.
Yeah,
because
100%.
He goes across there for one season. He's making 4 and 5 million, 6 million for just the one season. Right, a lot of money, that, isn't it?
It's woolly.
Right? So he come, and then he can come back to the Premier League, right? And I'm sure other clubs will pick him up then. But I'm just sort of surprised that no other Premiership club has said, yeah, we'll have him, because he, like you've said, he's not a bad player.
Yeah,
and he causes problems up front.
Mm.
I mean, that does say something. You've got a player that plays in the Premiership and stuff like that, but then none of the English club wants him. I mean, what is all that about?
That 40 mil. That's what it's about, playing that
so
40
are we
mil.
Are we saying now that most of the England top teams now are struggling for money? Well, obviously you need to cut back on your wages. But like I said the other week, the Saudis are here now. Into near every sports they're looking to get into. So there's always the option, whether it's football, whether it's snooker, whether it's boxing, they're going to come, they're going to offer you some money, and people are going to take it. Even the rule what they've got in snooker said that you're not supposed to do that, but a lot of them are thinking about it. Once the Saudis get into that,
big bucks.
You know what I mean? Big bucks talk. Money's talking
it always
now.
Talks. Yeah, definitely. And he's thinking, well, at 28, I probably still got time in the Premier, but these guys are throwing some kind of silly money at me. The standard of football out there, do you know what I mean? It's not going to be as top as the Premiership. Do you know what I mean? So it's going to be a little bit light on him. The guy's going to be a hero over there. He's going to be a hero over there, I'm telling you. If he signs and the deal goes through this evening, the guy's going to be a hero, I'm telling you.
But yeah, he's going to do all right over there. And like you said as well, he's 29 now, whatever else. He's still got a few years left. But it's better to go over there and make some money, even if you're playing for a lower graded team, whatever it is, than to be over here not getting anything.
Yeah, but how's that going to help his England career?
I don't know, Jordan.
How is that going to help his England career? Because he got a squeeze in the England team, didn't he?
Playing
in Europe.
Yeah.
So how is that going to help? How is that going to help his income? Because he's not going to be seen much. And the league that he's playing in is considered an inferior league.
Like I just said,
It's what you call Prento League, isn't it?
But what do you do? I mean, what would you do in that situation?
Why, me personally, I'm going for dollars, me.
See,
I'm going for dollars. If I'm going to go to there and get 6 and 8 million for one season, yeah, I'm going for dollars, me. And then I come back afterwards. And then, and I'm sure, even if I don't get a Premier League side, I can go in the Championship. right, and basically look for a championship side what's challenging to come into the Premier League. You know what I mean? And people are going to pick him up because remember, the team he's playing for now, they really are like a championship side because Brentford, that's where they come from. Brentford came from the championship. And to be fair, they've held their own in the Premier League. So really, if he comes back, he could go for like, I don't know, you're like a Leeds, or he could go for like Sunderland or some other bigger teams.
I think he'll have options.
Yeah.
I mean, so far, everybody that's gone abroad and paid for a couple of seasons and come back, they've done all right, haven't they?
Yeah, it's true, you know. But, you know, obviously, what it gives him is security.
Definitely.
For life, his family, they're well sorted. So, yeah, one aspect, you can't blame him for that. But like CV says about what's it going to do for his career. And, I mean, you've got the interim boss in place anyway, Carsley. So, you know, it'd be interesting to see what kind of take he's got on it. So, yeah, Mr. Tony, yeah, if by the time this evening comes, I'll be checking to see where you're there. Because, you know, there's no kind of like inkling of another toppers coming for you. So, yeah, good luck out there. Move on to Joey Barton. I'm not sure if your guys have heard about this guy, but Barton's got a trial set for next year. And we've mentioned this player before, Oluko. He's been saying he's been kind of disrespectful, really. Barton's been doing some tweets about Oluko and Lucy Ward after they appeared as pundits for ITV for an FA Cup match between Palace and Everton early on in the year. Barton allegedly compared them to serial killers Fred and Rosemary West.
Is it?
Yes, Aya. It's out of order, Mr. Barton, I'm telling you.
But he's always been like that, a gobby so-and-so, ain't he? Always running his mouth about something, but what a thing to go and say.
I ain't heard that at all. This is news to me, that. But as my general said, as G said, right, he's like that anyway. He's been like that for all the way through his football career.
Yeah.
Remember, he started his football career at City, didn't he? He was in the academy, he come through, and he was putting out cigarette in man's eye. Yeah.
Yeah,
using
I remember
man's,
that.
He was in man's eye like ashtray. But yeah, put cigarette in man's eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he kick up one another City player when they were in training, and he lost his rag and start kick up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he's not without controversy, this guy.
And it was him. You know, this year when City won the league and with the Aguero thing, right? And Aguero scores in the last minute. It was him who got sent off. So they put QPR with 10 men. Because why? He kicked up Aguero and then wanted to fight to blaze down with Vinny. So, yeah, he's
full of controversy.
Yeah, he's one of them man. That, like, in Liverpool, you saw him when he went out, and he was blazing in the town centre. You know what I mean? Barton's just one of them controversial people, you know what I mean? So
it follows him, isn't it? It follows him everywhere he goes. People want to know who you are, and it's Joey Barton. That's his kind of like attitude, you know what I mean?
I've seen his podcasts and that.
I mean, he's denying sending them kind of tweets. You know what I mean? But how disrespectful you are, Mr. Barton. You know what I mean? It's well and truly out of order, you know, for that. So, you know, it's going to be interesting what happens in the trial next year. I don't know why it's kind of like set for next year. It's been going on long enough. And she's suffered that a little, innit? She's kind of like being in headlines, you know, for the wrong thing. I mean, she had that thing with Samson.
Yeah, yeah.
He was dissing her and stuff.
Yeah.
You got
yeah.
this Barton stuff going on in the background. And she's kind of had it rough, that sister, you know?
To be fair, I have there's been other people who've kind of said, like, her punditry's not up to scratch.
Who's punditry?
They've said that her punditry is not up to scratch.
But still.
I don't think so, you know. I think she knows what she's talking about.
I would say so when I've heard her talking about her sports and that, she's all right.
I mean, do you know what? I mean, to be fair, everybody's entitled to their opinion. You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with that. You know, people might say, why, this show's kind of like dreadful. And other people might say, nah, man, it's wicked. You know what I mean? So, yeah, and, you know, I remember one time when kind of like some guy commented on my show and that, and he compared me to this other kind of guy. And I said, listen, if you think you're bad, just forward on the show. And I didn't hear nothing again after that. So there you go.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But at the end of the day,
didn't hear nothing from him, man.
We're not in their league with whatever else, but when it comes to this, we come on this show and we give our opinion and we have a laugh and a banter and whatever else. And as far as I know, we're doing all right. There's going to be plenty of people out there that's going to criticize us if they could.
I disagree with that, G, because you said that we're not in their league. We're in our own league, Rasta.
No, you know what I mean.
We're in our own league, man.
That's what I'm trying to say to you. We're not in their league. We come here. We do our thing.
Stand firm, Rasta. I'm standing firm. Yeah, we're in our own league.
But that's what Adapme did say. We come here. We do our thing. We're not in their league. But we're not. We come, we do our things, and we talk things as it is. We respect that.
CV stepped in.
Yo, bella ring.
Yeah, yeah.
Ring a ling a ding.
School
bella ring.
But we can speak our mind to a level without anything. That's what I'm saying. We don't. No, man, for them sure it's more political than we can't come and say we are
they can't really kind of get political because they have to kind of like they have to humble themselves. Yeah, they have to be on point and stuff. And
who are we humbling to?
You know, the people out there, man. FM, you know, and DAB.
When people come and say you guys are going on, we're doing a foolishness, then we take that on board and we improve.
I don't take anything on board like that. I just kind of, you know, I'm out there. And like I said, people like it, people don't. They've got a choice whether to tune in or tune out. You know,
I agree with that. You like it?
Yeah.
Stay tuned. If you don't like it, switch off.
And you know, let's be fair. It's the first time the bell has gone off for a period of time. So we're not doing too bad after all. You know what I mean? we're not doing too bad at all. Onto the systems. There's been a change of systems. I've just highlighted the Champions League because I want to dip into the Premiership after this. And looking at the time, we all seem to be running out of time on this show. But the systems change. Champions League, no more kind of like group kind of like stages. It's kind of like, each team plays 8 games, 4 home, 4 away. League phases, 36 teams involved. And the teams that finish 25th and 36th, they're eliminated.
24, I mean.
20, I've got 25, 36.
It's 24. Yeah.
We'll check that out and we'll get back to you before the show is done. But let's stick with it. Let's stick with this. I've got 25, 36. CV says 24. And then them teams that finish in that position are eliminated. They don't drop into the Europa League like they used to do before. 16 teams left, 9 to 24, play in a knockout phase, and then the 8 go through. You know what I mean? Are you in favour of the switch, or do you want to kind of see it in action, really?
So when you mean to say that they drop out, what? Explain that part there a little more.
Right. Well, what generally happens is... If you, and I will stand by my colleague, dear. He's right. If you finish 25th, you drop out. By that, when I said 24th, I meant if you got 24th, you still go through to the last 16.
Accepted roster. Right. Yeah, cool. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Right, so what happens if you finish 25th and lower? That's it, you're out of the Champions League. Before, if you used to finish low, groups of four in it, so you'd have four teams in it, and then the team what finished fourth in that group would be out. They wouldn't go through. If you finished third in that group, right, you would go into I think it was the Europa League. You'd drop down into the Europa League. So it was the top two teams that went through into this last 16.
Right.
Well, this process, and I was watching it I wasn't watching that. I was watching actually the League Cup, the Carabao Cup, and they've changed up the style as well. But we'll stick to the Champions League. The Champions League, for me, all that is about making more money. Because what happens is, you don't play the teams home and away like they used to. You just play them once. So the first team you get drawn through will be at home. So Man City's first team, who they're drawn home to, is Inter Milan. The second team is away. The third team is home. The fourth team is away.
That's how
they're doing it. So you're not playing home and you're not playing the team home and away like how they used to. It's just home, away, home, away, home.
So it just
away.
Depends how you get drawn.
Right. And it's more money again you've got to flash out again.
Yeah, definitely.
Because remember how it was previously, if there's four teams in the group, you'd be playing three teams home and away, yeah? Right? This time, you're playing, you've got like eight games to play now, haven't you?
So
you've got eight games. So that's more money you've got to fork out. Right? So all they're doing is drawing money on money. Like, so I said to before, when I've said to my brethren here, right, I've said to him, that's why I'm not bothered about Champions League. I don't go to Champions League, me. I used to when we first got into it, but now I don't bother going to Champions League no more, because all it is just that they're trying to drain out your money.
So that means your season card ticket now, what you would buy to go to watch matches.
Well, see, for me, my season ticket covers just Premier League games. And then if you want to go to the League Cup game and the FA Cup games, you have to join them cup systems. So right now, I've got my season ticket for the Premier League, and I'm in the League Cup one, and I'm in the FA Cup one. I come out of the Champions League one because I'm not prepared to pay that money. I'm not prepared to do it. I've come out, and the system is again, you will pay each one of those games might be, I don't know, £50 a game. £50-60 a game. Think about it, right? My season ticket already is already in the 900s.
Jesus, fire.
That's my season ticket, right? It's 900 and odd. So then you've got, if you're in the Champions League now, you've got another, eight games to pay at maybe £60 a game. Do you know what I mean? So to me, in a season, you've probably played over a grand.
Well, you are. Well, over a grand.
To watch Man City. Do you know what I mean?
So would you say this is a good thing for football, what they're trying to do now?
I just think they're just trying to get more money. And I think basically it's going to end up being like the Super League. That's what I think. It's going to be like the Super League, what they tried to stop before. Yeah.
Like a little another version of it.
That's what I think it is. Because yeah, for me, point. Nah, I'm not. I'm and Man City fans get a lot of stick for that because they'll say like, oh, the City fans don't seem to be interested in the Champions League. Well, I can't talk for all the Manchester City fans. I can only talk for me. And the Champions League don't mean anything because you have to win the Premier League to get into the Champions League. If you don't win the Premier League or finish fourth, you ain't getting in there. So to me, you've got to do well in your own league first.
Which that's is what you're trying to do anyway.
So that's why I'm saying that is the most important. Do well in your own league first, then you can progress into the Champions League, right? So which is the most important? The Premier League is the most important.
Yeah.
Because without the Premier League, you can't go in the Champions League, right? So for me, nah, I don't think... For other people, they might say it's good, but for me, right now, I don't think it's good. I don't think it's good at all. I don't think it's good. And I'm just going to jump into the next subject, and I brought it up already before. Same again with the League Cup. The League Cup, you've got the top six being seeded. The top four automatically know they're going to be drawn at home, which is what which is what's happened with City. So all that suspense and all that, are we going to be drawn at home or are we going to be away? That's done with because you already know that you are going to be drawn at home. And so I already knew. That's why I didn't even bother looking at the draw because I thought, we're going to be drawn at home. So to everybody who comes. And unfortunately for them, it's Watford who we've got at home, right? So... Nah, they're mashing up things. You should have just left it like it is. Draw the balls. Whoever comes out first is at home.
Well,
a lot of
fans kind of like look for that, innit? It was kind of like
the excitement,
the highlight of a day and stuff.
That's
really
the excitement.
Who've we got? And it kind of like, I mean, further down the line, them kind of like smaller clubs, smaller revenue.
You know, like smaller revenue.
And
Barnsley and all them, you know what I mean? Them small clubs, right? That would they like, you know, like
bread
like,
and butter, ain't it?
Yeah,
I them bread and butter. I mean, sticking with the top flight. Because like I said, I'm conscious of the time and I wanted to get this in. We're kind of like ask for a little bit of commitment from the guys and CV. Obviously, going for Man City to win the league. G and myself, we're going for Arsenal. At the moment, CVs aren't there. Yes, it's early days, but you aren't there. And I suppose that's what matters. You've got West Ham. You've got away, innit, this weekend against
tomorrow,
West Ham.
Yeah. And then next week, haven't got a game.
Give us a rundown of West Ham. Give us a rundown. How do you see that game going?
If we play like we can play, we'll beat West Ham. If we play like we normally play, right, we'll beat West Ham. I mean, they've got some decent players like Bowen, and then you've got my man up the front, the tank, plays for Jamaica.
Antonio.
You've got him, right? So they've got some decent players, but we've got players coming back now, right? Just remember, last week we didn't have Stones come on, but we didn't have no Walker, no Foden. You know, all these players make a difference. No, especially this man. When I mention his name, there's no team what can do without this man, Rodri. Rodri. Number one midfield player in the world.
Okay.
So I would say, I've been asked. I would say City players, they couldn't do.
A score prediction?
I would say possibly a 2-1 victory to Man City.
And that's tight, isn't it? It's a close game.
Or maybe a 2-0.
Let's go for one instead of two. Let's have a proper prediction, yeah?
All right, then I'll say... 2-0 to City.
Well, that's better, Mr. V. You come true with that, brother.
Anything else? Anything else, people?
No, I mean, I'll argue with that. If you say 2-0, yeah, me good.
I mean, so you're saying 2-0 to City, which would be an away win.
Arsenal, they've got Brighton at home.
Difficult game.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I still think Arsenal will come away with a home win.
I will agree with that.
Yeah, and I think they're gonna be looking at least three. I reckon they'll get three against Brighton.
I'm not sure about the three. I reckon they might get three. I reckon they might get. It might be closer than what you think. It might be a 2-1.
That might be at half time, but I'm talking about the full time score. I'm saying three. They're going to lick Brighton for three. I'm confident of that.
Well, yeah, it's always good to be confident, you know. Always good to be confident.
Well, I was going to be. You're going to cost me for this because if Brighton is such a solid team as well, I was thinking more 1-0 to Arsenal. I mean, not a lie, but I'm going to go with that.
That's
sensible. I'm going to go with that.
There's only people who get excited who will come out with them big scores, like, you know, the 3-0s.
I am excited about that because, you know, I've tipped Arsenal for the title. So, I've got to stick out my chest and say, I know that.
But sometimes, you know, sometimes when your chest stick out, he'd get punched back in.
we don't want no violence in here this evening.
Twice that's gone off.
And either one of us can kind of lick that. And it's just like a reset. It just reminds us why we're here. It's just a little reset thing. Okay. So let's go local now. Running out of minutes. Sheffield United have got Watford at home on Sunday. Again, we're watching the window for that because whether Hammett or Enel still is going to be there is to remain to be seen. Just over 4 hours of the transfer window, really, remember? So anything could happen in the last few hours.
I didn't think they'd sell him, Hammett. He's a good player, him.
Well, Leeds have said, you know, we'll give you 13 million United.
Really? Yeah,
Leeds said, we'll give you 13, and United said, do you know what? Make that 18 and is your player. There were rumours that they were kind of like trying to stick in a midfield player.
Wow.
And a 10 mil. But Sheffield United have said that we don't really kind of fancy that player. But again, Leeds have denied all kind of like rumours of that anyway. But they're the two most wanted players. Trusty has recently signed for Celtic for 6 million.
Right.
So he'll be playing Champions League football, guaranteed, and in Europe. Uh-huh. But like we know, there's not much competition in Scotland, is
there? Not really.
But he's got a 4-year deal. He's happy. And he'll be looking to play for America in the World Cup. And I think that's what he's looking at. He's looking at game time and stuff like that.
So what you're saying then for Sheffield United and Watford, what you're saying?
Again, I can see United getting three again. Yeah, I can see him getting three again.
To be fair, I think that's going to be a difficult game for you.
It is going to be very difficult.
Watford are playing well at the moment.
It's going to be a very difficult game, but I expect United to have a reaction against, you know, the disappointment at the Cup. Wilder, like Mo said, vex. he used them words like it was vex. So, yeah, they're going to feel Wilder's warpath in the changing room. So I'll go for a 3 there.
What about you, quick one, G? Because one time all. I run out.
One all again. So you're saying that the Blades will be undefeated in the league so far.
Yeah.
G's going for a 1-1. CV coming on that.
Me? Yeah, I think it could be a possible Watford 2, Sheffield United 1.
Okay, and then we'll go across the city to the Owls. They're playing Millwall away on Saturday. Captain Mo will be kind of like working at the moment, but no doubt he'll catch up with this one later on. Tough place to go down there, Millwall. And a message to the Wednesday fans, they better just keep quiet down there or expect a Millwall brick, you know what I mean? It can make a little bit of noise in the ground, but when you're outside, just be quiet, please. Yeah, because we don't want no kind of like injuries.
Like normal.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Now, I'm going to go with a quick one. I would say, hopefully, Wednesday, 1, Millwall, 2.
I'll go for a 2-0 Millwall.
I'm going 2-1 Millwall.
And that's it for most. You've listened to Sweet Talking Sport. And boy, time fly again. I'm out of here, guys. What are you saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Goodbye. Till next week.